If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Thursdays, we do something called the Best of the Midwest, and that's where we take you to some place, sometimes far, sometimes nearer to home, and we tell you, hey, here's a good weekend, or maybe a few days away from Chicago. But today, we're going to stay right here in the Chicago area. Joe Sabo is here. He is with the Historic Pullman Foundation. He's the president emeritus there, and he's also the event chair of an event that is coming up in May. Welcome to the studio, Joe.
John, great to be here.
So let's just touch that button first. So Pullman Days is what?
So Pullman Railroad Days will be May 17th and 18th, and it's a celebration of Pullman's industrial and railroad heritage, and it takes place at Pullman National Historical Park and State Historic Site. I like to call it the place where it all happened, the place that changed America. And so this is more than just a typical railroad celebration. It's a way of seeing how Pullman transformed railroad transportation at a time when railroads were changing transportation across our nation, the industrial innovation of the Pullman Company, and how that has impacted industry to this very day.
I can understand how they would benefit from all of that, but you're saying this was an impetus, that this actually launched a lot of these grand schemes and ideas. Why do you say that?
Yeah, the whole reason why the Pullman neighborhood was elevated to full national park status is because of the impact that Pullman as a place had on America. It's not hyperbole to say that Pullman changed America. There's four intertwined stories. Everybody knows about the rail cars, right? And the unique experience that people got, you know, traveling on a Pullman car. But many don't know about how it impacted architecture and urban planning across the globe.
Why do you say that?
Yeah. In 1892, during the World's Fair, everybody came to see Pullman's perfect community and the way that it was designed with all of these parks and amenities and beauty. For the working class, and this is something that had never been done before.
A planned community.
It was, yeah, to this degree, there were workers' towns, you know, factory towns, but nothing that had been designed with the forethought in such a way that it was orderly and beautiful and had flushing toilets, which wasn't heard of in working class homes in the 1880s. You know, Daniel Burnham even came to Pullman as Burnham was cutting his teeth as an urban planner, went to Pullman to learn and was influenced by the good order in the Pullman community. And so, you know, it's known for its cutting edge architecture and impact in urban planning. The 1894 strike, you know, is just an incredible story. Some scholars consider it one of the most historic strikes in labor history. And the fact that this local action at a factory ended up shutting down the nation's railroad network. And if you understand the impact that railroads had in those days, this was not only the means of travel, of moving goods, but also information. Shutting down that national rail network would be like turning off the internet today. And so the impact was that significant, and it's one of its legacy is Labor Day.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
How so?
So after the strike was broken, it was kind of interesting. The federal government came in and broke the strike, but as one of the ways to kind of make amends with the working class, Labor Day was passed into federal law.
We'll talk more about Pullman Railroad Days in a minute, but if it was such a perfectly planned community, why did they go on strike?
Yeah, so even though they had amenities and in many respects a quality of life that would have been, you know, unachievable anywhere else, there were very tight controls, you know, over what you could do on your front porch, and no taverns allowed in the community. And so there was these rigorous controls, and that kind of got started, but there was an economic downturn in 1893, and Pullman had to reduce wages. There wasn't orders for cars, and so workers had to be laid off. But he didn't lower the rents that he was charging for the homes, and contended that it was a separate business entity, and so the workers would still have to pay full rents. And so that was kind of the final, the last straw, I would say, in some of this festering that was going on underneath the surface.
So then the workers go on strike. You said the federal government finally had to intervene.
Yeah. So the factory workers got sympathy support from the American Railway Union, and the railroaders decided that they would not move any train that had a Pullman car, right? And so this was their way to get back at the Pullman Company. Well, the General Managers Association for the Railroads decided what they would do would be to attach a mail car to every train that had a Pullman car. And so now suddenly the nation's mail was shut down. That's right.
Because these guys weren't happy with the working conditions and living conditions in this neighborhood here in Chicago.
Right.
That's a fascinating linkage of all of those things. Describe a Pullman car. Why was that so unique? What preceded it, and what was so great about a Pullman car?
So, when George Pullman migrated from New York to Chicago, his trip would have been a couple of days, and it would have been in coach service on a wooden bench. Would have been dirty and dusty and uncomfortable. And while there were other manufacturers of sleeping cars, they were somewhat rudimentary. And Pullman was really the one that had this vision for luxury for the middle class. And this is what drove, his thought process design of the Pullman sleeping cars. And he hired former slaves to work as Pullman porters to give this first-class service to the traveling public. And I do need to mention that's an important part of Pullman Railroad Days this year. This is the 100th anniversary of the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters Union. And so much of our celebration in Railroad Days this year will be honoring the porters and the work that they did.
Where is this, by the way, in the Chicago area? If you're listening to us and you don't know where the Pullman neighborhood is, where is it?
Yeah, so Pullman National Historical Park is essentially at 111th and Cottage Grove, and easily accessible by I-94. You just get off at 111th Street, and you...
What do you find when you get there?
Yeah. Well, let me go back to how to get there, because there's a better way than I-94. The best way to get there is on Metro Electric.
Yeah, of course.
And the reason why that is such a great way to arrive at the 111th Street Metro Station, when Pullman was designed in the 1880s, it was done to give a very grand presentation from that commuter station. It was the Illinois Central commuter station back in the 1880s. And the way that the parks were laid out, the Greenstone Church, executive homes, the iconic Hotel Florence and the factory site, it was all designed that when you got off that train at 111th Street, you got this incredible presentation of this gorgeous community. And so riding Metro Electric down to Pullman gets you to 111th Street. You get that grand presentation.
It's... Got it. Our best of the Midwest today, Joe Sabo is here. He is the Historic Pullman Foundation President Emeritus. This guy knows about trains. He knows about the Pullman neighborhood. He knows about its history, too. What's going to happen at the days?
Yeah, so as I said, Pullman Railroad Days is a chance to celebrate Pullman's railroad and industrial history. It's an opportunity to be at the place that made it all happen. And we're thrilled that with support of Metro, we will have a couple of, heritage Pullman cars, a 1928 Pullman car named Suits Me.
I can get on there and walk through it?
You bet. Yeah.
And will it be restored to its original splendor?
Yeah. Yeah. So all of these cars are restored. We'll have three of them there. And some of them in historic form, others more modern. You know, private owners love, you know, just restoring these and using them for their use. But at the Metro 111th Street station, we'll have three cars displayed there, one from 1928, one from 1953. And then this year we will have a non-Pullman-built car. It's the first time we've done that. We normally stay with Pullman-built cars, but wanted some variety. And so there'll be a car built in 1954, a Vista Dome, that is really cool. But yeah, you have the ability to walk through them. There are docent-led tours through them, learn about their history, you know, learn more about the Pullman story and how unique it was.
These are the cars. Will I be seeing some of the buildings or homes as well?
Yeah, we've got tours of the neighborhood, the historic neighborhood, a different variety of tours, including the historic neighborhood tour, a labor history tour, tour based on bootlegger history in Pullman, which is pretty fascinating. The factory site, of course, is the visitor center for the National Park Service. Tours of that, the ability to tour the National Parks Visitor Center, learn more about the full Pullman story. The historic Hotel Florence, which is owned by the state of Illinois, will be open and available for tours.
Do I sign up for individual tours, and do I do that in advance?
So tickets are available online. If you go to pullmanil.org, that's our website, you have the chance to purchase tickets. And there is early bird tickets that are still available now at a discounted rate. Day of tickets are available, but you know, the price will continue to go up. And it's kind of a package that with that package, that ticket, you get to hit all of these tours. But as part of this celebration of the 100th anniversary of the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, there's going to be all sorts of programming partners over at the National Park Service site. Chicago Architecture Center will be there. The Illinois Railway Museum, which will allow you to use old travel guides to, like, pretend that you're planning a trip in a Pullman car. Newberry Library will be there to talk about the heritage of the porters. DuSable Museum. A couple of retired Pullman workers that still live in the Pullman neighborhood.
Wow.
Alan Ray Quiroz will be there to talk about their experience in building the cars and showing some of their artifacts. It's just a wonderful day of family fun.
And it's part of our history here in Chicago, and as you said, really across the country. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday, May 17th and May 18th, so you've got time to plan. And it's all day each day, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. You want to go to the website again? There's a couple, but you think we should just go to...
The easiest one for me is to go to the Historic Pullman Foundation website, pullmanil.org, and you can get the tickets there. That'll take you to Eventbrite. You know, I find that the easiest way to direct folks. You know, the other, if you went directly to Eventbrite, it would be bit.ly/PullmanRRD.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll go to your we'll go to yours. Joe, you're a great historian. I know you just spoke at the University of Illinois down in Champaign-Urbana talking to engineering students about rail, and I know that you are a great advocate for train travel, and now history right here in the Chicago area. Thanks for coming in. That's our Best of the Midwest.
My pleasure. Thank you, John.